are catching up with Blue Wave Mobile Bar and talking to Mamate Moyo this morning. A beautiful, innovative idea of having a mobile bar. And Mamate is the co-founder of Blue Wave Mobile Bar. They've been going since 2016, and she's responsible for the company's strategic vision and positioning it in the mobile bar sector. So she specializes in creating branded beverage experiences. She would get a brief from a client, and she manages that partnership with the client, delivering a superb high-level event according to spec and clients' needs. Mate has also been invited to speak at the 2025 Beverage Entrepreneurship Conference, where she addressed industry leaders on the growing trend of mobile bars in South Africa, and that helps to create the cultural context, talk to the client's needs, and evolve a bar service from optional to essential, because I do believe that keeping a bar and putting up the upset costs to establish a bar is quite significant. So it sounds like a cool idea if you are actually hosting an event to be able to bring in a mobile service. So I'm excited to hear what concept is and how it works. Mamate, welcome to Chat Sitting with Jan.
Hi, Janet. How are you?
I'm good, Mamate. How are things in Joburg today?
A little bit chilly, but life continues, life goes on.
We're also recovering a little bit from the terrible storms that we had, where we were literally battered in Cape Town. And yesterday, Cape Town was behaving like our best friend with the most amazing sun. In fact, the whole weekend, it's like, guys, sorry, I messed up so badly, but please forgive me. Here's the sun. So
You're
that's what it's been like, but it is
right.
also similar here today. Mamate, you are based in North Riding, right? And you have this concept with your husband of a mobile bar. Please tell us, how does this concept work?
So literally we're a mobile bar, and the concept is that we bring everything in, starting from equipment, the bar itself, the cocktails, the glasses, even the garnishes. We bring everything that's required. So not only do we have the cocktail bar concept, we also have keg dispensers. So a keg dispenser is one of those. It's a machine that we actually built from a cooler box and turned it into a tap that can pour beers from, those big kegs. So we offer that service as well. Be a keg, it's that cocktail bar also, as well as sushi. So some clients like to pair the sushi and the cocktails together for like welcome drinks and things of that nature. So that's essentially how the concept is. So we've done lots of events, of course, over the last 10 years since 2016. We do a lot of weddings. We also do a lot of corporate events. We actually did a bar at the Nedbank Polo over the weekend, which was a really, really amazing experience. So yeah,
Sorry,
we
what
don't
was that over the weekend, Mamate?
the Nedbank International Polo.
Ah, how wonderful.
It
You
was
must
amazing.
get to meet the most interesting people at these events.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, we meet the most amazing people. We have the most amazing experiences. It's an incredible business to work in because that by nature of it, we meet a lot of people. We serve people, we interact with people, and with proper mobile bartending experience. We even have a banter with our customers. So it's a whole lot of fun running the mobile.
Right. So how is this kitted out? Do you have a special purpose vehicle? How does it work?
So it doesn't actually operate out of a vehicle. So we do have a couple of vans, which is what we use to transport all our equipment. And then so we load the van with all our equipment from the warehouse, and then go to all the events. And then we just essentially set up the bar itself. So it's a bar structure. We have wooden bars, and we have white bars as well. All the white bars can also be themed to the client's event. If it's a company event, we put on the company logo or like whatever the theme is for the event. Even for weddings, we brand the bars with the wedding theme or the couple's name on the bar. And then from there, we literally set up the decor on the bar itself. So it looks very pretty. It's a pretty little structure. You'll see there's cocktails at on display, so the client also knows which cocktail to order, And yeah, it's a really, really cute little setup. So when you approach it, you can't believe that a structure like this can be, or not, not that you can't believe, but it's amazing to see how it looks at in any setting.
Lovely. It sounds amazing.
Thank
Now,
you.
Mamate, you must have access to a lot of people through your business. Now, what for you is some of the highlights and the lowlights of this kind of business?
The highlights is absolutely the service itself. It's really incredible to be, just something as cheeky as serving alcohol to people. That's definitely the highlight, and also just providing the hospitality experience with the bar itself, that service can be like this. Just giving people alcohol, that's the fun part, and also creating the cocktails. That's really, really fun part of the bar experience. On the negative side, of course, it's the alcohol itself. Sometimes, people don't really know how to manage the alcohol, things of that nature. But but it goes with the territory. It's how it is. You have to take the good with the bad. But it's human nature. You can't fault people for that. So, like I said, life continues. You live and you learn.
And so we've heard some of the highlights and the lowlights, Mamate. You obviously keep unusual hours, right? You're based in Johannesburg only. You operate in Gauteng.
So we're based in Johannesburg. We travel all over. We've actually been over the years, we've traveled to Mpumalanga, Northwest Province, Limpopo Province, KZN as well, and Free State, even Lesotho. We did have some weddings in Lesotho as well. So we've been around. We travel quite.
And your bar is mobile, so you can package it and take it wherever you need it to be. So it's reasonably fairly easily transportable.
Absolutely, absolutely. Everything fits in one car, and we always make sure to keep on time whenever it comes to our events. So we, just for operations sake, we arrive 2 hours before the event, and when we do arrive, but before we do arrive at the event, we make sure that everything is set up inside of a car. We have an equipment list that we use to make sure that everything is set, and then we also manage the time travel. So if we're going out of town, we also have to allow for at least 1 to 2 hours of travel. But yeah, otherwise we do have like systems or processes, I guess you could say, that regarding making sure that everything is, the equipment is all good before we head out to the event. And yeah, everything fits in one car.
And Mamate, the other thing I want to ask is, how do you manage the bar tab? Because you're a mobile bar, everybody's coming to you. How do you manage the expectation, those people who try to push push the boundaries, if I could say that? How do you manage all of that?
So also another thing about the cabaret, excuse me, is having to literally learn to stand up for yourself, because of course people will do that, but people are reasonable also. So even before we get to the event, we tell the client how many cocktails, for example, we'll be serving, and how much time it usually takes for those cocktails or the stop to finish, and they're usually understanding. excuse me, they're usually understanding of how the flow of the beverages goes. Depending on the number of people, of course, we need to bring the amount of liquor that's according to how many people there are, whether it's 100 people to 200 people. We explain to the client how much alcohol we're bringing, and they see how much we're bringing so that they know that this is what's going to, how the flow of the event will go, literally, regarding how much can be consumed. And yeah, there are understanding people, because as long as we are transparent throughout I guess the experience, from them paying the invoice up until us arriving at the event, and at the end of the event when everything is done, it's a complete understanding on both our sides regarding how much alcohol will be served.
Wonderful. So there's parameters in place. And Mamate, you've been doing this now for a decade. You're recently married. So do you have a family, and how do you balance all of these events with keeping a family going?
So because literally the company is almost as old as our relationship. We actually met at a wedding, me and my husband. He was at
Oh,
the
what a nice story.
I love telling the story so much. Yes, so we met at a wedding. He was a freelance bartender there, and then as our relationship progressed, so did the business, and then he asked me to be his business partner. And then since then, we've also, so it's been literally a decade of that balance between being a husband and wife at home, and then also being having a business partnership outside. But we do make it work, because he's a hospitality professional, so we keep things professional at work, and then at home we debrief about the events, and that's how we kind of strategize. So the the yeah the husband and wife relationship is a strategy, and so is the business. So that's what makes the whole thing work.
Fantastic, Mamatse. It's been great chatting to you. What a fun, cool function option this is. It's really innovative. I love it. You get there, you unpack, serve, you pack up, and you move to your next event. So, off the top of your head, Mamatse, how many events do you think you've done in this last decade?
At 750 minimum, we just do it like a basic, that's because for example last year we did 110 that we counted,
110 per annum, right? Gosh, that's over 1,000 events in this
that's crazy.
decade.
Crazy. We couldn't believe when we look back in 2016, we couldn't imagine that we'd be here today, that the concept would become so popular and so even necessary to an extent.
Wonderful. Mamate, great chatting to you on Jet Setting with Janet. Certainly a lovely concept, and wishing you another decade of amazing events and happy times ahead.
Thank you very much, Janet. Thank you for having me.
It's a big pleasure. Bye-bye.